invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Introducing in-person payments from PayPal, a touch-free way for your customers to pay and tip. Whether you're a hot dog vendor.
Mustard? You gotta have the mustard.
A personal trainer.
Don't you drop those knees, Sandra!
Or a boba shop.
Brewed to pearly perfection.
Signing up your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan, pay, and tip too. Shop safe with touch-free QR code payments. Fees may apply. For more info, go to paypal.com/us/getQR code.
Ships at sea. How are you today, Ramona?
I'm good. How's it going with you today?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful tonight. Thanks for asking. We have lots to get to on the big show today. We'll talk some college football, some Major League Baseball. The Atlanta Braves continue to suck. That's the way it is. I mean, in fact, honestly, I think the Mets are going to win that division by at least 10 games. Honestly, I think the division's over. I really do. I think the Braves are a bad baseball team right now. You know, I kept saying, are you worried? Are you worried? You know, I started this like, I don't know how long ago. Are you worried yet? And initially, I wasn't. I really thought the Braves would get their act together, but actually the opposite has happened. Tell me what area of baseball the Braves are good at right now. Seriously, what area of the game are the Braves good at right now? I mean, you have Ronald Acuna. And what exactly? Nobody's hitting. The starting pitching blows oats. The bullpen sucks worse than the starting pitching. AJ Minter is a disaster. Brian Snicker is a disaster. You know, let me see if I have this. Okay, here. These are this year's stats for shift percentage. Okay, now, let me just say this. In the game we are playing, all right, I just want to play a little intelligent baseball conversation. In the game we are playing, we are playing an uppercut, pull everything, try and hit home run game where launch angles and exit velocities predominate. Correct? Therefore, if that's the game we're playing, as long as we're playing that game, do you not have to shift accordingly? Three infielders on one side of the second in order to defend that approach. Conventional logic says yes, right? I mean, the LA Dodgers won the World Series last year. They shifted more than any team in baseball. The Braves were at the bottom of those numbers. Right now, I'm looking at the numbers for this year, and the Mets lead all of Major League Baseball in shifts at 56.0% of the time. By the way, they're winning the division. The Dodgers, who won the World Series last year and led this category last year, are a tenth of a point behind the Mets at 55.9. And then it goes down from there. It goes down from that point. But a lot of quality teams, a lot of division-leading type teams in the top 12 in that category. The Braves, who last year were near the bottom of this category, the Braves are 26th at 21.1% of the time. The question is that just dumb? Is that just a sign you don't know what you're doing? Again, this is the way the game is being played. The game is being played in a particular manner. Therefore, if it's going to be played that way, I mean, if we were playing conventional baseball from 20 years ago, the Braves numbers would be the appropriate numbers. But since everybody is hitting into the shifts, nobody is hitting opposite the shift. Nobody. There are no Tony Gwynns in this game. Since everyone is, the whole goal of the game now is just to hit home runs, which means you are hitting intentionally into a shift, then why wouldn't you shift? I just don't understand it as a philosophy. Yes, the Braves have other issues. We get it. We just outlined them. But this is a significant issue in my mind. You are actually playing a style that was conducive to the way the game was played 20 years ago or longer. You have not adapted to the way the game is being played now. Now, I'm not saying there's a clear-cut right or wrong in this conversation, but there sort of is. Again, stylistically, if the game were still being played as it was for decades, then the Braves' way would be the right way. But if I'm telling you that every hitter that comes to the plate is intentionally trying to hit the ball in the direction of the shift, through the shift, over the fence, then why would you not do that? It just seems to make sense, right? It's almost counterintuitive not to shift at this point. And the Braves are one of the last old guard teams in terms of how they're playing it. But I don't think this is hard to figure anymore. The Mets are far and away the best team in the NL East. They just are. And look, I have killed the Mets forever. The Mets are my team, but I have killed them forever. And quite honestly, I sort of expected them to choke this situation away too. But they're not going to. And the reason they're not going to is because they have arguably the best pitching staff in baseball. That's all they need. They can't hit for crap. The Mets can't hit if you give them bats that are 3 feet wide. They were supposed to hit. They hit .273 last year. Expectations were enormous. But you got you have a $350 million man who can't hit at all. You have McNeil, who hasn't hit, who is supposed to be a threat to lead the league in hitting. You have Alonzo, who's supposed to be a 50 home run guy. He has no protection in the lineup. He can't hit. The Mets can't hit, but they can pitch. Their pitching staff is arguably the best in baseball, top to bottom. They had arm after arm after arm in the bullpen, and now DeGrom's healthy again. The Mets ERA is, honestly, I think it was one or two until Arizona scratched them up a little bit. And I think they fell to three. Sorry? I think they fell to three. Still, their ERA is like 3.2. And the team that leads Major League Baseball is actually the Padres. I was asked by Mel about the Padres earlier today. Look, I love the Padres preseason. I made them a wild card to the Dodgers, said I thought they'd win the second most games in the National League. I put their win total at 96. Now, that division has turned out to be a little more difficult than I expected. But their ERA is, I don't have it in front of me right now, but their ERA is like 2.85 or 2.8, I think. And so as a team, you know, they're guaranteed to be in it all year. They're not going anywhere. They have, from an earned run average standpoint, combining old new stats, they have the best pitching in baseball. But the Mets are right there. The Yankees are right there in terms of ERA numbers, team ERA numbers. So the Mets can't hit. It doesn't matter. They have by far the best pitching in the National League, with the exception of possibly the Padres, who they're going to play now, and perhaps the Dodgers when they're full bore. But the Mets are absolutely in the conversation as having the best pitching in the National League, and so they're going to run away with that division. Unless the Braves make major pitching acquisitions to help change this, they're just going to fall by the wayside. There's not going to be any playoffs for the Braves this year. Not going to be any division. They're not winning the division. Without major changes, they're not winning the division. The Mets are going to run away with it. The Mets are going to win that division by at least 10 games. And I'm not telling you that to, like, hate on the Braves. Quite the contrary. I picked the Braves to win the division. I picked the Mets to win the wild card. I'd actually prefer that that's the opposite way, so I'm right. But that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. This lead's going to keep building and building and building because the Braves just aren't any good. They're employing questionable analytics tactics. Their manager is an excuse maker. The starting pitching is injured and awful. The bullpen is worse, and nobody's hitting. You had some guys in the middle of that infield who almost look like minor league hitters. I think a guy like Swanson has reverted to the mean for what he is. He can't hit. I don't even know why. You know, again, the middle of that infield not hitting. Look, a couple years ago, Albies looked like he was going to be all that in a bag of chips. That isn't happening either. He's fine defensively, but you're not getting any offensive production out of the middle of that infield. Nothing. And when you have all these other issues, it becomes a factor. I don't like the direction the Braves are going in, as I've said. But now I think it's far more serious. I think they're done. But again, barring major acquisitions, I think they're done. Let me give you for the year. You know, they'll probably figure it out next year, be back and win the division, maybe win the National League, but I don't like the way it looks right now. There's nothing about this picture for Atlanta that looks good now. And again, the Mets pitching is just too good. It's just too good. We've already seen it against Atlanta. The Mets stoned Atlanta. The Mets pitching has owned Atlanta. And really, the Mets pitching has owned everybody. It's, again, part of it's the way the game is being played. But let me just set this up. Tallahassee Town, I'm going to let you in here for a second. But we have Andrew Lord, the coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. He's going to join us. And then later today, Dear Orlando Ledbetter will join us at 5:05 today. Andrew Lord will be next. Let me sneak Tallahassee Todd in here for a minute. Tallahassee Todd, how are you?
What's happening, Carrot Daddy?
What's going on, Todd?
I heard about Coach K trying to do a Roy Williams. He's trying to retire. I heard that. Is that? Oh, man, I'm going to lick my chops right about now, fella. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think he's getting out while the getting's good. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's something to that.
Well, to me, I don't have much to say today. All them Blue Devil fans, your days are numbered. I'm counting them down, Walt. Charlie's counting them down, brother.
I love it, Todd. Todd's just rejoicing at Duke's misery.
Well, now, I'm going to take it off the air. Will the Lakers lose tonight, and will they trade out Anthony Davis for somebody else? And I take it off the air, Walt. Thank you so much.
Todd, thank you. I don't know, let me think about that for a few minutes. And as far as trading Anthony Davis, you know, I don't know. The guy's always hurt. That's a bit of a dilemma, a bit of a dilemma. You know, I'm going to have Daredevil call back in 25 minutes, and we'll get him right in after Coach Lord of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, who we're going to speak to when we get back. We'll take a quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
Hello, Medicare recipient and WCCP listener. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Questions that I receive a lot are, if I have a chronic health condition, or if I get extra help on my prescription drug cost, or if I have Medicare and Medicaid, or if I have relocated recently, or if I have just recently started my Part B late, or I am at least 65 and just now retiring from work, do I qualify for a special election period to make a plan change? The simple answer is yes. Please call today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and I will be glad to assist you.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-8255. 7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
Dads, always there for us through all the bumps in the road, whatever we put them through. To the ones who've given so much to us, we say, Happy Father's Day, Dads. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties Meow Mix dry cat food, 2 for $7. Select sizes and varieties board and cheese, 2 for $4. And select sizes and varieties Kellogg's Frosted Mini Wheats or Raisin Bran cereal, 2 for $5. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Inside the Trane testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent Trane dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
Waltip Tulip Road Rage will be joined by Greenville Swamp Rabbits head man Andrew Lord in 1 minute. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. The perfect way to express yourself is a beautiful gift from Turner's Jewelers. They have a sparkling selection of rings, watches, earrings, necklaces, so much more. Whatever your occasion, you'll find gorgeous jewelry to warm a heart, amazing jewelry choices, silver, diamonds, gold, precious stones. It's always the right time to give a gift she'll remember forever. Mark has the largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. They're in stock, something for absolutely everybody and every price range. So it's time to pop the question. It's time to get to Turner's Jewelers. Show your school spirit with university charms from the Turner's Jewelers collection. Choose Turner's for your wedding jewelry. Nobody says I do like they do at Turner's. They even have silicone tiger paw wedding bands. They design jewelry in-house using 3D CAD technology every day. They're expert at it. They've done it forever. If you can dream it up, draw it up on a napkin, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days. Family tradition of excellent service for over 60 years in the upstate. Plus, Turner's pays premium prices for your old gold and silver. And Turner's isn't a chain. It's a special place. Turner's Jewelers, the Applewood Center in Seneca, or shop for gift options online at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. Let me get to Andrew Lord. Coach, welcome back.
Thanks so much. Great to be back on.
First of all, congratulations on the outstanding season. I mean, I don't know what the numbers actually prove, but I would think since the last time we spoke earlier in the season that your team has played at as high a level as anybody in the ECHL.
Yeah, we're right up there. I appreciate the comments. We've been on a one heck of a run here the last 20 to 25 games. It's been nice. It's been very rewarding for the guys. I think we put the time in. We're bought in as a team. And nice to kind of separate ourselves from that pack. You know, when we talked last time, it was basically 2 through 6 very tight in our conference, and we were able to separate ourselves. We were in a battle for first place, up until last night. So, you know, all in all, really nice last couple months, and I think we're primed and ready for playoffs.
Yeah, and we talked about this league, too, and the power of this league this year being closer to, like, the American, because there are only 14 teams in it, and the talent pool has really been extreme this year in this league. So to have the type of season that you've had with all that talent, and especially, you know, again, I don't remember exactly. I think you got there, like, in June of 2020. But you came into a mess. You came into a COVID world and complete upheaval. I'm not sure how you've done it other than this is what you've always done with the Cardiff Devils and everywhere else you've been. So really, congratulations, Arnorda, because the Swamp Rabbits have been playing unbelievable hockey. I know you were 7-1-1 until the game against Florida the other night. The match against Florida the other night. Let me ask you about that. I did not see it. What happened in that overtime? Were you down two men?
Yeah. Thanks for the comments, first off. But, no, it was 4-on-3, so 3-on-3 overtime.
Okay.
We took a penalty, a little bit of a high stick. You know, did they embellish it a little bit? Absolutely. were we unhappy with the call? Absolutely. Does that happen? For sure. You know, it would have been nice to score, you know, somewhere in the third period there. I thought we had our chances. I thought we played a really good game as a team overall. It was just a good playoff type of game against, you know, basically first versus second. So a great learning curve for a team where we have 10 rookies in the lineup right now. And I think that'll bode well for us for playoffs. But, yeah, overtime was frustrating. But that'll motivate us for tomorrow night in our final regular season game. And then, you know, on to playoffs.
You were playing early in the year. You were playing both goalies about the same. Has Bednar separated himself at all in that mix? I know his play has been pretty outstanding. I know he was in the net the other night.
Yeah, so we've had a bit of a few moving parts there. Ingham went up to we kind of had a three goalie system all year. Two goalies with LA system, one goalie with Florida system, our primary affiliate. Ingham went up. Bednard went up. We actually grabbed another goalie for a little bit as a backup. John Lefman really grabbed the bull by the horns, and, you know, it was great. I think he had eight or nine great starts, seven or eight wins, I think one loss in that stretch, really good numbers. And, he, you know, he's shown us what he can do, and he's right up there now competing. Ingham has since been recalled by Ontario, LA's AHL team. He's back home now for the summer. So it's, you know, John Lethemann, Ryan Bednard. Bedzie was up as well a little bit in the American League. Had two great games there, which was really fun to see. He had a little bit of an injury, but he's healthy now. So it's really down to those two. Very competitive between both. Both great goalies. Very good problem to have.
You know, let me ask you about that notion of guys getting called up and suddenly the team they had is not the team you had. How do you deal with that on this level? I mean, it's a constant issue for everybody. It's not just Greenville, but obviously when you're having a lot of success, people will look at your players, and when the need arises, they pluck them.
Yeah, I mean, the interest has been great. Unfortunately, I think in a normal year, we would have had many, many more call-ups. Even guys that are not, you know, affiliated with AHL or NHL team, just because of the success we've had as a team, and this year with the pandemic, you know, the quarantine rules, the lack of games at the higher levels, just, you know, AHL had no playoffs, so they're just not as worried about, you know, success in the regular season. It's just limited the call-ups overall. So that's been frustrating for some guys, I'm sure. We have had a lot of movement, though, from injury and, you know, some call-ups from our affiliates. And, you know, you know what you sign up for, I think, at this level. It's all about development. Anytime we can get a guy to the next level is a great achievement for, you know, not only the player but our organization. So I think as long as the mindset's right culturally, and it definitely is here, you know, we get excited about those type of things, guys moving up. It's just kind of the next man up mentality. And I think we've done well with that this season.
There was no other further fallout from Bradley's high sticking call, was there?
No.
Okay.
Jardine got the high stick, and then Bradley got a misconduct. He wasn't overly happy with the officiating.
Okay,
tomorrow about that, but he'll be back in tomorrow night. No suspension or anything.
So. All right. You're locked into second place, right? I mean, there's not you're automatically locked into second at this point, and so does that affect how you play it tomorrow night?
I don't think so. I mean, from a coaching perspective, is it nice that we've only, you know, over 72 games, that one of the games is sort of a dead rubber that means nothing? Yes. Typically, you know, that can go from anywhere from 5 to 15 games, and that becomes difficult. So I think, you know, it's first versus second. Last night was very competitive, very physical. And we have a group that loves to compete. I don't think it will matter. I think we're going to go out and play a really good game, and I'm sure Florida will too. So I expect it to be good. I think, you know, we both kind of are sizing each other up for that second round. You know, if we both win our first rounds, we'll be playing each other again. So I expect it to be, you know, business as usual and just a good warm-up for the playoffs starting early next week.
Tell me about a couple of your defensemen who have been good all year. I know you mentioned them earlier this year, but it seems like Jardine and Finkelstein just keep getting better and better, and Jardine has also given you a lot of offense as a defenseman.
Yeah, they've been incredible. Finkelstein, rookie defenseman out of college, he's had a great year, and he's been out for a lot. He missed probably over 2 months with an injury, multiple injuries, in fact, and very proud of how he's overcome the adversity. And he's a real driver right now for us. His offensive game is very gifted, and, you know, he's rounded out his defensive game nicely this season. So kind of a all-around package right now, which is great leading in the playoffs. And then Jardine, unbelievable leader. I had him last year where I coached in Cardiff in the UK league. And he's just, again, improved so much. Wears his heart in his sleeve, will do anything for the team. And, yeah, he's been great offensively as well. He's, you know, just moves the puck very efficiently out of the D zone, through the neutral zone, and he can run a power play, which he's done essentially all season. So we're lucky to have both. They both had some awards lately as well, which is great for them individually, and they'll be big for us in playoffs.
Obviously, Bradley's been good for you as well. Who else should people be looking for as this team approaches the playoffs?
I mean, both our goalies are great. John Lethemon, Ryan Bednard, our captain, Joey Haddad, just a real power forward, real physical, you know, point production is good or solid, but it's really his all-around game. He's, you know, team-first guy, does everything well. Garrett Thompson, led this league or was second in this league in points a couple years ago. He's really found his form the last few months and been a great player for us as well. Another one of our assistant captains. It's really just a bunch of guys that are very excited to play for each other, that, play a great brand of hockey, a team first mentality type of game. And I think that shows in how they're playing right now. They're very difficult to play against. And we're confident going into this playoffs.
By the way, I just want to mention that your chief rival, the South Carolina Stingrays, are out of the playoffs.
Yeah, they're hanging on by a thread. They have a game tonight. I think they're not mathematically eliminated, but it's going to be tough. So am I upset about that? No. we played them a ton. They're a good team. They're very talented. We've had, I think we've played them probably 13 or 14 times. They've always been very close. Good games. You know, they got a lot of history to that franchise. Them and Florida are kind of the two in our conference that have great, you know, the last decade, they've been great teams. And, you know, we're very proud of kind of coming in and making some noise here and trying to push them aside and start doing our own thing. So hopefully that continues here into the playoffs.
All right. I'm going to ask you about the playoffs in a minute. Before I do, I don't want to forget, with the playoffs coming up, what's happening at Bon Secours with the 15,000? How many fans are you allowing in, or is it full capacity? And what do people need to do to get tickets?
Yeah, just go online, go to our website. It's available. The sales have already been going well here. I think this season we've had tremendous support, all considering the pandemic. I know so many teams and so many sports have been, no fan base, and we've been really lucky, couple thousand each game, and we really appreciate the support, and I know that's going to be great this upcoming weekend. We're looking right now, it's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, most likely, potentially Friday, Saturday, Sunday for home games. And yeah, I mean, we need people to come out to support us. It makes a world of difference. The guys really feed off of it, but, it's been great. It's a beautiful arena, and we feel very fortunate to have a good fan base and just have fans in the building in a very strange season.
Let me start with that because I don't forget that. This best of five format in terms of home ice, is that your option as to whether you play the first two at home or the last three at home?
The home ice team, so second and first, get three games at home, which we will have.
Right.
That's basically the home ice advantage, having three of the five at home. Obviously, it's the first team to win three games.
Yeah, but what I was asking is when I was looking at the playoff format, it made it seem like the team with the better record was going to have the choice as to how the three home games were set. As to whether you choose the
there's a bit of choice for sure. In a perfect world, it would be two games on the road first for us because we're the higher seed, then three at home. If we happen to play Indy Fuel, they have a real scheduling issue with their building. Unfortunately, as everything, it's a crazy season with some wrenches thrown in the mix here, and their building is just jam packed with a bunch of stuff. So. There's only certain dates. So against them, it would be first game there, games 2, 3, and 4 at home in Greenville, and then game 5 there. So maybe not the perfect one, but I think it's good enough, and we're feeling confident.
And Indy and Orlando are almost in a dead heat, right? So you're not really sure which of those teams you're playing yet.
No, we're not sure at all. We're looking at every scenario. Putting deposits down on flights and buses and trying to cover all of our angles. The next 48 hours is going to determine a lot. It's very, from a scheduling side of things, it's very last minute and very difficult to playoff format. But, we'd have it no other way right now.
Yeah, so we get a 1-4 and a 2-3 deal, and the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, who have had just an unbelievable season. I think mathematically, since the last time we spoke, have probably played the best hockey in the ECHL. Just a tremendous year. Congratulations, Coach Lord. Fabulous, absolutely fabulous job. So if you want to see a team that's a contending team that could actually win the Kelly Cup, that's been playing as well as anybody in the whole ECHL, the playoffs are about to begin. Last regular season game for Greenville tomorrow night against Florida. And then here we go with the pursuit of the Kelly Cup.
Here we go is right. Really appreciate you having me on and appreciate the support. Hope to see you at our first playoff game.
Absolutely. Thank you, Coach. Great job. Congratulations. Coach Andrew Lord, again, look, I don't know what the expectations were for the Greenville Swamp Rabbits coming into this season, but that guy is a legend. With the Cardiff Devils and everything he did. And I thought he walked into almost an impossible situation. I think it was either June, July 2020, he took over that team really right in the midst of COVID. And to do what they've done this year in a league that, again, there are 14 teams. There are normally 27 teams. There are 14 teams. And so the talent in those 14 teams is basically double what it normally is. So the competition has been fierce. And, of course, they have an in-state rival, too, in the South Carolina Stingrays. And when we talked earlier in the year, they were playing pretty well, but the thought of them being where they are now is really almost unbelievable. They're clearly one of the best four teams in the ECHL. And one of those teams – one of those other four is Florida, who they'll play again tomorrow night, who they just had the overtime match with. And the other two are the Allen Americans and the Wichita Thunder. They're in the West. They're the top two teams in the Western Conference. So it's not difficult. You know, it's eight teams in the playoffs. You have four in each conference. One will play four, two will play three. Greenville doesn't know yet whether they're going to wind up playing the Indy Fuel or the Orlando Solar Beams, but one of those two, they're basically deadlocked. So that'll be played out in the next few nights. But Greenville is locked in it too. They had a chance. Had they won that game the other night, they had a chance to run down Florida. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Hey, Tiger fans, Greg and Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville.
We wanted to thank each of you that have welcomed us into the upstate community since we opened our doors.
One thing we love about Duck Donuts is the happiness we can provide to families.
Family is very important to us, so to be able to make an impact to yours, especially during a year like 2020, has been very rewarding to us.
We know the strength of the Clemson family, so thank you for your business in 2020, and Julie and I look forward to seeing more of you in 2021.
Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
As an independent business owner, you are the expert on your products, services, and customers. But you may not have the time or expertise to handle other duties, such as ensuring tax forms and payments are made. Let David Green help you get back on track. He can implement the best IRS programs to resolve all of your IRS and South Carolina tax issues. Call us at 271-7940 or visit our website, davidgreenattorney.com, for a free appointment to discuss your situation.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
If you've got unwanted visitors in your home or business, Clark's Termite and Pest Control stops them dead. We are talking about termites, mosquitoes, mice, and rats, bed bugs, fire ants, and all those other critters that just won't leave. Alongside delivering outstanding results, we make the process simple and stress-free. And that begins with you getting a free estimate. Call us at 864-233-2847 or visit us at clarkspests.com. That's clarkspests.com for your free quote today.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets of running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
How about this, Ramona? Texture 607. Hey, Walt, thank you so much for the Coach Lord interview. After nearly 50 years living in the Northeast and now five down here, I miss hockey talk. Great job, Walt and Andrew. How about that, Ramona?
That was a good interview.
Ramona?
Huh?
Yeah, but look, I mean, first of all, obviously the guy is terrific at what he does. And secondly, you know, he's good to talk to. You know, he's forthcoming. He has a little bit of humor to him. You know, it's a good conversation. So, yeah, we actually need to have him on more often. Obviously, we're headed into the playoffs now. And look, I don't think anybody's playing better than they are. They could win it. They could actually win the Kelly Cup there. And I don't think it would be a reach either. And in fact, Florida in their own conference might be their stiffest competition. And again, that game the other night went to overtime, and they lost when they were playing with a man disadvantage. They're playing a man down. So, you know, I think they feel pretty good. And I asked them, you know, tomorrow night's game against Florida, it's at Florida, doesn't mean anything to the standings. They're locked into second. Had they won that game the other night, then tomorrow night's game actually still would have meaning. But it sounds like he's still planning on going full bore after that game. So, you know, it's always interesting to see philosophically how people approach that. You know, and his approach is he wants to keep playing and at a high level as they head into the playoffs. A couple tough games to end the regular season now. But going into that, as he mentioned, the last 25 games or so, no one in the league has played better. And they were 7-1-1 in their prior nine games heading into that Florida game the other night. So, again, they're playing high level. They're getting really good goaltending, which is a key to playoff hockey. They've got two really good defensemen, and there's a lot to like about the way they're playing. So, yeah, I mean, it's a team that I think people can get excited about, and it's all going to be happening right here. You know, we're just days away from the start of the playoffs, and you know the other thing about the ECHL, I mentioned this before. This is true of the 27 teams. They have the best names of any sports organization anywhere. They just do. You go look at the names in the ECHL. By far the best names of any sports league. Just an aside. But yeah, I think there's a lot of reason to be excited. And, you know, you've got great ownership and great management and obviously a great head coach. So, yeah, absolutely. I should mention that the Atlanta Braves did win today. They played early today, and I think it was 5-1. And Tucker Davidson pitched today. They brought him up from the minors. He apparently looked really good. But, you know, part of that is nobody has seen him, you know, and now there'll be a book on him. And I don't know that Tucker Davidson is going to be the serum to what ails you. We'll find out. I think it's still going to be an issue. I don't think this team is very good. Tester 934 writes Austin Riley has hit. Yeah, he actually has. He has. They said if the Mets could hit the ball, he'd be a really scary team. He said sucks, but I think you're right with the Braves. No, he's 100% right too. Yeah, if the Mets could hit, if the Mets could hit like they were supposed to hit, then they'd be a World Series threat. There's no question. The pitching is great. It's outstanding. So, yeah, I mean, they hit .273 last year. There's just some strange things in baseball. There just are. You know, who knows? You know, again, the Mets hit .273 as a team last year. They had pitching issues, and they had major bullpen issues. This year, their bullpen's been great. They're pitching unbelievably well, just top to bottom. But they suddenly can't hit it all. And that's with the $350 million man. I mean, you had Alonzo, McNeil. I mean, I was reading preseason articles in which people were suggesting that McNeil would lead the National League in hits, and none of that's happened. You know, Alonso's supposed to lead the league in home runs. None of that's happened, in part because he has no protection. And the $350 million man doesn't hit at all. I mean, he's batting his weight. And when you're under 200, that's not a good idea. So, yeah, I mean, they've done everything they've done just with pitching. Yeah, if they could hit, this thing would already be over. But the pitching itself is going to carry them to the division title in runaway fashion because, you know, nobody else in the division's a 500 team. And quite honestly, they can't pitch. I mean, the Braves can't pitch. Starters stink. Bullpen stinks. I mean, there's no way. I don't know if the Mets are going to get to that 92 win mark. They might. They might get to that mark, that preseason total on them, just because of how well they can pitch. And as Tester said, you know, Tester 420, you know, if they ever hit, then they'd actually be a viable threat. I'm just not sure you can count on that at this point. I mean, I mean, should they be hitting better than they are? Yeah. I mean, they're a better hitting team than they've hit to date. So is Atlanta, for that matter. I mean, look, there are things that have happened with the Braves that we could not have anticipated. You know, Soroka going down again. You know, Fried being on and off the DL and not being great when he was pitching. He's been a little better of late. You know, I should mention this. Texter 256 correctly says the Braves have been shifting a lot more in the last 2 weeks, shifted on Soto and Gomes every at-bat in the series. They have been shifting more, and the way you know that is because when I last told you about the shift numbers, the Braves were at 14%, and now they're at 21%. So clearly, somehow the Braves have had an awakening when it comes to shifting. They somehow, I don't know how, but maybe it came from above. I'm not sure. A lot of what we see in Major League Baseball now is so analytic driven that it's above the managerial position. A lot of it is dictates from above that the manager has to deal with. So I don't know what it is in the case of Atlanta. I'm not sure who's making those decisions, but I do think that Texter is right. Texter 256 is right. There has been an increase in the Braves shift numbers. And again, they didn't shift at all last year. They were like dead last year. And they were dead last this year. They were absolutely last in Major League Baseball a few weeks ago. So he's right. There has been some change on that front. There has. And you know, whether that helps significantly moving forward, we'll see. I think it should help some. I think it should help some, whether it's enough. Look, I think when you look at this, it seems clear to me that the Braves are going to have to make some major moves if they want to be a part of this picture. Let me get Walt in here quickly before the top of the hour. Walt, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Walt. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed yourself on your vacation.
Thank you, Walt. Very kind of you.
got some stories. Yeah. You was talking before you went on vacation. They was talking about NASCAR and some of the crowds, why they went missing. Well, there was a man spoke about it. He used to run Outlaws. And he said everybody showed every week. And they had everybody come and wanted to see what kind of automobile engineers running. Everybody had something different. He said when they went to the same body style, he said the crowd fell off over half of it. He said when NASCAR went to the uniform body, he said NASCAR is going to make a mistake. They're going to do the same thing. And it happened. Over a period of time, people have got to where everything looks the same. All the bodies look the same, except for the wrap on, you know, Toyota and Ford. but everything's the same. He said,
that's a good point.
Yeah, he said eventually the crowd, you know, you might have a new crowd coming in, but said the old crowd said they quit watching it.
Yeah, because you took some of the flavor and the individuality out of it that made the sport attractive for people and helped them pick one team.
Yeah. Now, I have a good friend, Todd Nolans. He was telling me some stories that about him when he was crew chief and David Pearson. He said that David could have passed anybody at any time, but he said he wouldn't listen to you. He said he wanted to come in, get gas, and go. He wouldn't let you change your tires or anything like that. He said he could outrun anybody at any time. And he said that was one of the reasons I come out of retirement and went back and raced him at Richmond, and he said I beat him. He said he come over to me and said, how did you do it? He said, I did the same thing what I've been trying to tell you all them years you're running for me. And we can change tires and everything. He said, yeah, I just run that one race just to show him that I could do it.
That's a great story, Walt. Hey, Walt, I got to run him at the top of the hour. It was great talking to you, as always. I appreciate you getting in. Yeah. Thank you very much. Quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time, and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations.